If everyone could gather themselves. Wow, and a hush goes across the crowd. You guys could find your seats. Thank you. We are going to change things for the next month or so. And we're going to get here promptly, right? We're going to greet one another early. Welcome each other in, and at 10:15, we are going to start with the Word. And then we'll be going into corporate praise and worship after that. So there's reasons for this. We're going to spend the next month or so talking about praise and worship. And really how it should be part of the kingdom culture and part of who we are as children of God. And in my just reading about this and stuff, it seemed right in talking with the elders that we talk about it and then apply it instead of the reverse. So it's going to be different just because it's different, right? But there is something I believe that the Holy Spirit wants us to grasp in what part praise plays in our everyday lives and how we truly begin to represent the kingdom of God and see it expand as we praise him. So a few announcements. Make sure you take part in Wednesday night's, we call it a Bible study, but it's really not so much a Bible study. It's, what's it called? Fashion to Reign is our study right now. And it's talking about really the role of women. What was God's design for women? And I think you'll find it fascinating. If you can't make it here, then you can zoom into it. And I would highly suggest you try to be a part of it. You will gain revelation on what God intended for us. Because as much as it's fashioned to reign, it's talking about women, it's talking about us. And how we are to function and how we are to represent Christ. We also have a women's event coming up. The flyers and stuff are out in the foyer. November 6th. So you're going to want to, yeah, there it is. Ladies, you are invited a morning spa of soul care when you're in his lavish love. So I don't know why we don't ever see like men's things like that. Morning spa. I don't know if I've ever been to a spa. Ever been to a spa? No. But it sounds good. So mark that on your calendar, be part of it. Okay, there's not going to be a formal time of taking up our offering, which you know, all the board member trustees go, ooh. You know, it's going to be part of worship, so at any time you're free to come up and give your tithes and offerings. There's two baskets up there, or if you see one of the leaders and you're more comfortable just handing something to them, that's great. We bless you, and we just trust that you'll be faithful and give. So it's that simple. So if you would, stand with me. Good morning, calisthenics. I don't want us to get too comfortable. I think we get too comfortable in church. And I think we settle too often when we gather. And gathering together isn't the time to settle. It's time. This is the only time in my week that I get together with you to exalt the name of Jesus. It's the only time. There is no other time in my week that we are together worshiping Jesus. So I have an hour out of a week. And you have an hour out of a week that we're together. And so often I think we minimize it. So I urge you not to minimize it. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you grab our attention today. You grab our hearts today. Pray that you allow us to lay them bare before you. I pray that you will receive praise today. And I pray that you will be exalted today. I pray that you will be the single focus of our hearts and our minds today. I pray that individually and corporately, we touch your heart. I thank you for this chance just to speak of what you intended about praise, and I thank you for these people. I ask that you bless them, Lord. I ask that you receive their praise. I ask that you receive their offerings and you bless it. I declare your favor upon their lives, and I thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So I don't know how long we'll go on praise. What we have been doing, if you haven't been here before, if you're just visiting, is we've been walking through the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven and what it's supposed to look like on earth. And we have spent, I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks or so talking about love. And I don't believe we've exhausted the subject, but I believe there's other aspects that we can touch on. And they'll all come back being centered around love, because God is love. And more than anything, if we're going to see the kingdom of heaven expand on earth, what they'll know us, what? By our love for one another. But there's other aspects. I want to talk about the culture of praise. So, you ready? Okay, one person's ready. Are you ready? Okay, thank you. Our kingdom priority, Matthew 6:33. We all know this verse. We've talked about it a lot. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This establishes everything we need to know in life as far as what our purpose and priority is. What is it? Seek God. It's really that simple. Two greatest commandments, love God, love each other, right? So what's our priority in life? Seek his kingdom. What's his kingdom? Him. It's really that simple. And sometimes our good intentions don't line up with our priority. Sometimes our godly intentions don't line up with our priority. We need to make sure our heart, first and foremost, is pursuing his heart. That is our responsibility. That is our priority. Our kingdom purpose or kingdom mandate is this, Matthew 6:9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, or your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is our mandate? Bring the kingdom, right? We want to see the kingdom of God manifest on earth. Specifically in this place, what do we say? We say the encounter is a tabernacle of the manifest presence of God, right? When we gather, we have a purpose and priority. What is it? It's to bring everybody into full awareness of the presence of God. So often we go about our day and we don't understand that he's with us. He's omnipresent, right? Doesn't mean we're aware of him at all. But we're supposed to walk aware of him, hence his manifest presence. And trust me, all the challenges of life, all of them, everything you face is answered in simply this, being aware of his presence. Why this issue? I have trouble with this. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will go strangely dim. Right? In the light of his glory and grace. We used to sing that song. When our eyes are upon Jesus, nothing else matters and everything else gets taken care of. So if our goal, our mandate, is to see the kingdom of heaven manifest on earth, we should know what's going on in heaven, right? So what is one of the activities of heaven? Revelations 4:8. Day and night they never stop saying, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." The activity of heaven is presence-centered living. And when you are aware of his presence, what happens? Day and night, you cast your crowns down and say, "Holy are you, God. There is none worthy but you." Your focus turns to him, and your heart cries out because you see who he is, you know what he's done, you see what he's doing, and you know your future secure. And what comes out of you is praise for who he is. Thanks for what he's done. See, we don't work ourselves up into praise. We don't come here and, wow, by the third song, it really got good. You come with a thankful heart. You come ready to pour out your love to Jesus. Why? Because of who he is and what he's done. You practice the presence in heaven. So we should practice his presence on earth. Praise is practicing his presence. Being aware of his presence will cause us to praise. Praising will bring us awareness of his presence. So that's the activity of heaven. So what is our activity on earth? Psalms 34. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Exalt the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me and rescued me from all my fears." Sounds a lot like heaven. Day and night. "I will bless the Lord at all times." We used to sing that chorus. "I will bless the Lord at all times." Right? "So continually be in my mouth." Right? "Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." Every care of life washes away when we just magnify his name. See, praise has a purpose. So, what happened is that God created us. In his image, he created us. He gave us a wonderful place to live. It's called the garden. And there, we were fully aware of his presence. And then, we decided we knew better than God. Did things we weren't supposed to do. And gained knowledge of things we weren't intended to have knowledge of. And it kind of messed us up. So God, not wanting to leave us in that state, removed us from the environment he created for us to live in, which was his presence. Okay? Garden of Eden is called the garden of his presence. And he did that to protect us, because you can't be corrupted and be in the presence of the most holy God. You have to be cleansed. So what God did was make a way so we could come into his presence. Right? What is that way? Praise. Praise brings us into the presence of God. Well, you say he's omnipresent. He is. So I'll say it this way. Praise brings his presence to us. Praise makes us fully aware of his presence. There's times in life, I'm sure you've all had it, that all of a sudden you're aware of his presence. I don't know about you. I love feeling the presence of God. I can feel the presence of God. I can physically feel the presence of God. I can emotionally feel the presence of God. I can intellectually feel the presence of God. I can feel the presence of God, and I like it. Now, you know what? When I don't, that's okay, because he never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He's here whether I feel him or not. He's worthy to be praised whether I feel like it or not. We don't work our way into feeling like it. So praise leads to his presence, Psalms 100. Everyone knows these verses, but it's cool just to go over them again. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. We enter his gates with thanksgiving. I'm not going to go into all the words this week. I will try to tackle that coming up, because there's aspects of praise that I just can't grasp. But there's levels of praise I'm fully aware of. When we go there together, he makes me aware of his presence. So I have so much to learn about praise. And I figure, since I get to get up here and speak to you every now and then, that you're going to have to learn it with me. Because I'm going to talk about it till I get it. I'm going to talk about it till I'm fully aware of his manifest presence every moment of my life. Why? Because I want to see earth start looking like heaven. I want to see his reign established on the earth. I want to see all the wrong corrected. I want to see the earth quit groaning for us to be revealed. Praise does this. Praise creates a place for him. Psalms 22:3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Let's put it this way. God inhabits the praises of his people, okay? We all know that verse. There's another one like it in a different version. Says, yeah, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Now, we've already mentioned it, that praise leads to his presence. And really what praise does is make us aware of his presence, because we take our attention off things, off ourselves, off each other, and we put it on him. As we focus on him, guess what? If you seek him, you will find him. So as we seek him, we become aware of him. Why? Because we find him, and now we're gazing upon his beauty. We're recognizing all the things he does. We see who he is. We see what his word says. We understand his promises. We get in awe of who he is. And praise bursts forth. The word for inhabit or enthroned is yashab. It means to sit down, by implication to dwell, to remain, causatively to settle or to marry. And there's a bunch of different, you know, synonyms for it. But enthroned, I look up in the dictionary. It says to seat in a place associated with a position of authority or influence. To assign supreme virtue or value to exalt. So, can you picture this? We praise God. Individually, the corporate, we praise the Lord. His presence is so attracted to those who worship in spirit and truth that he can't help but to settle there, to marry what's going on, to inhabit, to take his throne and say, now I place it here because my people are crying out to me and declaring my goodness. They're recognizing me for who I am. I want to be there. My heart has always been, I want to be with you. As you praise me, I can establish that. That's always been the cry of the Lord, to be with you. That's the heart of the Lord for you, to be with you. And have you fully be aware he's there. So I want to walk through a little story, and then we're going to go into praise and worship. And this really introduction of praise is to establish that there's power in praise. Now, we don't praise to receive power, but there's power in praise. What do I mean? Praise does stuff. Okay, now y'all are really quiet. And I'm a pretty chill guy. I like to just relax, sit, do nothing. I'm good. Praise is work. I'm just telling you, if we're going to praise the Lord, you are going to be doing spiritual and physical calisthenics. Praise is work. In the next coming weeks, we're going to be looking at some of the things that praise is, and it is active. You know, a person my age could get hurt. But I'm telling you the truth, praise is active. There's something about praising the Lord that requires everything we are. You know, we can sing this song, celebrate good times, right? Come on, and do nothing. It's not about singing the songs. It's really not, but praise can be part of that. But why sing a word if we're not going to do it? See, I can read shout for joy all I want, and that's not praising the Lord. But when a shout of joy comes forth, he receives praise. There's something that has to happen in each one of us, and there's something that has to happen when we come together. Kingdom priority, kingdom purpose, it's called praise. Okay? And you can't do it sitting down. You can't do it sitting down. You can't. We can worship sitting down, but you'll see praise is too much activity to do sitting down. You know, I mean, you think the world created mosh pits? Heaven. You listen to what they're in awe. They jump up off their thrones. They throw things. They fall on their face. They shout to the Lord. They extend. It's active. It's loud. And what does he do? He inhabits. He enthrones it. He's all around it. He's through it. He's above it. He's below it. It's all encompassing. He comes. So I'll tell you the story of Judah. This is straight out of a book I was reading. Miles Monroe, who passed away in a plane crash several years ago, wrote a whole series on kingdom. And in one of the chapters, it's called The Blessings of Judah. And I want you to understand the blessings of Judah, because I think it's really powerful for us to grasp the power and the potential of praise. All right, so this will be winding it down so the worship team can get ready. Now, everyone knows the story of Leah, right? Right? Jacob kind of got stuck with Leah, right? It's the best way to put it. It wasn't his intent. And Leah just wanted to be loved. So she got pregnant, had a son, thought that would do something, didn't do something. Got pregnant, had a son, thought it would do something. You know, like three times she got pregnant, got a son, and it didn't give her what she was yearning for. Right? So then she got pregnant and had a son. Genesis 29:35 says, she conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, this time I will praise the Lord. So she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children. It's a really cool story. God brought her to the point where he was sufficient for her. And she didn't have to keep looking for love because she had received love. When she realized that, what did she do? She named her son Judah, which means praise. Why? To give thanks to the Lord for what she had done. She was fulfilled. Okay, but I want to look at Judah. Yada. There's lots of different meanings. It literally means to extend your hands. Especially to revere or worship with extended hands. To cast, to confess, to praise. But it basically, you recognize God and you can't help but do this. God, you're worthy, right? That's Judah. Praise. So if you know the story of Judah, and I'm going to go through a few verses rather quickly. Judah has a blessing on it that no other tribe has. What? Jesus came from the tribe of Judah, right? The lion of the tribe of Judah. I don't know. If I had any Jewish part of me, that's the tribe I'd want to be part of, right? There's a blessing on it. Why? Because God inhabits the praise of his people. Okay, so let's run through some of these verses really quick. 1 Chronicles 28:4. Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king over Israel forever. He chose Judah as leader. And from the house of Judah, he chose my family. And from my father's sons, he was pleased to make me king over all Israel. Praise leads you. You want to pursue the Lord? Praise leads you. Here's the blessing that Jacob gave Judah, Genesis 49:8. Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub. O Judah, you return from the prey, my son, like a lion. He crouches and lies down like a lioness who dares to rouse him. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from beneath his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his. He will tether his donkey to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk. Whew, mouthful. The hand of praise will be on the neck of your enemies. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff. Judges 20:18. The Israelites went up to Bethel and inquired of God. They said, who shall go first to fight against the Benjamites? The Lord said, Judah shall go first. Praise goes first. We don't just run into the presence of God, say, here I am, Lord. We enter his gates with thanks, praise, We enter his courts with praise, different words. There's a process, there's procedure, there's ways to come into the presence of God that he's established. When you follow them, you will be fully aware of his manifest presence, and fun stuff happens in his presence. The lame walk, blind eyes see, deaf ears are opened, limbs grow, the dead come to life, lost people are saved. Things happen in the presence of God. Praise brings us into the presence of God. Psalms 108, Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my scepter. The scepter and staff that we talk about really is talking about the king's authority and power. It represents that. Praise represents the authority and power of God. Do you understand when you praise him, you're saying, you alone are worthy. There's none above you, God. All authority, all power on earth and in heaven, in all creation, is yours and yours alone. That's what praise does. It establishes him and his throne on earth. It establishes him and his throne in your heart. He is going to be enthroned here. If you come for any other purpose, don't come. That may sound harsh, but I'm telling you what, I need his manifest presence when we gather. Nothing else matters. There is no way to live on earth other than in his presence. You're selling yourself short if you're not continually dwelling in his presence. And the only way there is praise. Psalms 114:2, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. Sanctuary, a secret place or thing, dedicated, consecrated, hallowed. Praise is a place that God has set aside for himself, that he, you know, it's his hideaway. It's his man cave. There's no other place he wants to be than enthroned in your praise. Do you understand how special it is to him? See, he wants to grab our hearts today and say, let me be enthroned there. See me for who I am. Declare who I am. Praise me so I can be established here. Stand with me. Last verse. Psalm 76:1. We're going to go into praise. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. His tent is in Salem. His dwelling place is in Zion. See, in praise, God is known. In praise, God reveals himself. In praise, he comes to you in ways that you were previously unaware. In praise, every circumstance leaves. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. All these things will be added. Things will get taken care of as we dwell in the presence of God. I love what happened in Acts. What did they do? They loved God, they loved each other, and he did the rest. And they got to join them. It says the Lord added to their numbers daily. They just got to join them. You want to have fun in life. You want to have fun in this life, more fun than anyone else has. Practice his presence. You want to have fun when we gather? Practice his presence before you get here. Don't count on anyone else to bring you into his presence. It's your responsibility. It's your priority, but I'll tell you what, if we're practicing his presence before we get here, when we get here, look out. See, God wants to make himself known. God shows up when we praise him. See, the power of praise is his presence. So let us praise the Lord together. Let us exalt his name together. will seek the Lord, he hears us. And he will deliver us. And he alone is worthy. So let's worship the Lord.